Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, this week we are diving into emotions as always, and we are diving into conversations. Today is Wednesday, the 25th of the 25th year of the 6th month. Wow! Today is the 25th of the 6th month, 2025. It is a Wednesday evening and the minutes are 2 after the hour of 9 p.m. My name is The Matriarch and I will be joining you this evening, this lovely, lovely evening. I think the reason that I'm also just jittery today is because of the conversation that I want us to have. So, ladies and gentlemen, many of us come from families, most... I felt somebody cover their head there. Oh, hi. But also today is Wednesday. So for those that have conversations that they want to bring up, today is open conversations. Today is Can We Fix It conversations. And the number in studio is 083-288-401. That's 083-288-401. It's 083-288-401. 401, in case you would like to come in and change the trajectory of the conversation. But all in all, for June, what we are doing is asking questions that are uncomfortable, asking questions that nobody really asks, and we are answering them to the best of our abilities. So it's how will I know, right? That is the question for June. How will I know? And then you fill in the blanks, okay? So I'll write, how will I know? And then you say, if this and this and this. How will I know if I come from a dysfunctional family? How will I know if my family is dysfunctional? How will I know whether or not my family is dysfunctional? So you add, you fill in the blanks and we ask the question, how will I know? Because unfortunately, right? It's not all of us that have support systems, and it's not all of us that have somebody to ask. It's not all of us that have the, it's not all of us that have the kind of resources to just make it to a trained professional to come and tell us about ourselves and why we feel the way we feel and why we think the way we think and what's happening to us. But somewhere, somehow, right? I believe that there is hope in shining light on issues that are not discussed, that are not spoken about, that are hushed down and watered down, diluted. There is hope in speaking about it because it might just light that spark that you needed this evening. It might just be the one thing that can make you have that aha moment or that moment or that moment of understanding towards other people or that moment of understanding towards yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we're talking about dysfunctional families. We're talking about the concept of dysfunctional families. Have you ever felt like you are the scapegoat of your family? Have you ever felt like everybody has a tendency of pointing fingers to you? Or not even just pointing fingers, accusing you, and you are the bad guy, and they will toss any good story around to make you seem as if you had a hidden agenda, or you didn't really want something, or you were not for something, or you are going against the family. Have you ever felt like that? Then if you have, ladies and gentlemen, even if it is just, right, in a friendship, because friendships are families as well, even if it's in a workspace, because workspaces are families as well, you spend more time with your colleagues than with your own biological family. You spend more time with them when you go to work. So I believe that they are going to be incorporated. We are going to incorporate the workspace, right? We're going to incorporate the workspace into our conversations because the relationships and the biggery and the misunderstandings and the joyous moments, they do also come from workplaces. Because if you are in a conducive work environment, then the likelihood of your life also just going well is also at least 70%. I know that family has a tendency of affecting us, but if we are considering our workplaces and our colleagues as family as well, then I would like to believe that this is right up the alley of families. So, We're going to start our conversation with defining things, because it's easy for us to throw you under the bus and be like, yeah, so let's talk dysfunctional family. You're like, okay, I understand the words. I understand the family. I understand dysfunction, but I don't understand them together, right? So we start with an overview of what the characteristics. English, eh? The week is almost over now. English is starting to mess with me on this evening. Why are you doing this? We're going to start with the characteristics of a dysfunctional family, and then we're going to see exactly where we can place it and if we can understand it to some degree. So, a dysfunctional family is categorized by unhealthy dynamics and patterns that negatively impact its members. So now, if we are saying that it negatively impacts its members, right? Does that mean it's everyone, or does that mean it's just you? Because sometimes you might be the one we are targeting. You might be the one that we use for everything. So if, for example, you have a problem, let's speak in real time and in the real world. You have a drinking problem, for example, or you have a masturbation problem, for example, or you have a school problem, for example, or you have a work problem. And a work problem is also categorized there as unemployment is also under the category of work problems, because, it's all fun and games when you are in varsity and you are studying and you are still known for the future that you're supposed to be bringing into the family, up until you graduate and you're sitting at home and it's been years. It's been 2 years and you've been unemployed and you are dropping CVs and you are trying for odd jobs. You're trying anything. You even went down to say that, you know what? I don't even care if I'm going to get work in the field that I studied. I just need a job, right? And even those jobs you're not getting. So you are also under the unemployed, and you are also under the work problems, right? Because, being unemployed in itself, it takes a toll on you, and it also has a toll on your family, and also it's somewhere, somehow, right? Something switches within the people that are still your caretakers. So you're supposed to graduate at 22. And you graduate at 22, or in the year that you're turning 22. You did everything right. You went to school, you passed, you didn't waste money, you didn't abuse your parents, nothing happened. You know, you even went and suminat nasfaf money. You got this, you understand, you went through the whole system, and here you are, you're sitting at home, and there's just no future prospects in terms of employment. And for the first couple of months, everything is fine because everybody sees your struggles. Then there are jabs that start coming in, the shade that starts getting thrown. And I can't stress this enough, because even as parents, we have to understand the stress that must come with not being where you wanted to be. Because we all have expectations. We have these, we build castles in the sky for ourselves, because it is human nature for us to dream. It's human nature for us to manifest. It's human nature for us to want the best for ourselves as well. Because when we want the best for ourselves and we get the best for ourselves, it trickles down. It trickles down all the way to our families, to the lineage, to the children, to the children's children. It trickles down. You understand? Nobody ever says that, oh, I want to go and study, get a job and just help myself only. Nobody really says that. Not unless you belong to the category of people that we were talking about yesterday, who lack empathy, who lack sympathy. Maybe if you narcissist, personality disorders, maybe if you're that side. But nobody really wants to just anwa go and chop their money alone. They do want things for themselves, right? But in their minds, there is a sense of, I want to get this so that I can assist mine. I can assist my people. You understand? So with this, when the job doesn't come, and the job doesn't come on time, You start to doubt yourself, and you start to doubt your presence and your existence as a person in your family and with your friend groups, and also as in your community at large, especially when those that come after you get jobs immediately. And that is, it's not the embodiment of jealousy and envy. It is the shocker that you are still here. It's the shocker that you, there's nothing that has moved so far. And that one is the one that starts eating you up. But then with the family, what happens with the family is that it's like a little uproar, you know, it's like a little thing that starts happening where everybody gets tired of you asking. Everybody gets tired of you eating. Everybody gets tired of you not having a job. Everybody starts looking at you as if you are lazy because, apparently you're not trying hard enough, but you are trying hard enough. You just figured that me going now to Transnamib to go and give in my CV and me emailing it, which one? So even that laptop that you have, you know, from varsity, you come back with a laptop, guys. People say that from varsity, you come back with nothing. You come back with a laptop. Ha. Huh? What do you think the money was for? You come back with a laptop. All of them, most of them have the laptop, right? Not unless later on things get so hard and you sell the laptop, but most of them have the laptop because also the laptop is the one that is supposed to be assisting you in pushing out your CVs. So they don't see that you are still pushing out CVs. They think that you are just laying down on Netflix. And when the Wi-Fi is down, you are the first one to complain. You're the first one to complain because you were most probably sending an email, or you were checking on the jobs that you applied for, checking for replies. And when you come and complain about the Wi-Fi, then they say like, yeah, you're just watching movies every day. You're just watching series every day. You're just in the room doing nothing. You don't even clean. You don't even wipe. Even if that house is spotless because all you do is clean, they will find something, right? So that's what we're talking about. And also, if you take yourself out of the equation, how does your family dynamics look, and how do you guys interact as a community of family members within one space, right? How do you guys communicate? And not only just family members, even not just immediate family members or family members that you live with, but also external, outside extended family. How do they view you? How do you view yourself with them, and how do you view them? And what are some of the things that you can identify with in your family dynamics that doesn't sit well with you? And also, you take yourself out of the equation of the jabs and the shade that is being thrown, and then you look at it and then you ask yourself, has anyone ever received this kind of treatment? And that's now when you can say that, okay, so my family in itself is dysfunctional. It's not just they are dysfunctional towards me. If you are now being used as the one thing in the household that we can bash, and we can doormat it, and we can do bad things to it because it's an it now. It's not a person. It's an it now. Then maybe that is just a directed harm. Maybe it's not that the family is dysfunctional. If everybody else is functioning perfectly well, everybody else is receiving good words, everybody else is just living their lives, and it's nice for them, right? Nobody's shouting with each other out there. They only shout with you. Then maybe, just maybe, people are shouting at you and people are treating you the way they are treating you because they are also in a frustration mode, and they are also in disappointment mode, and they are also just frustrated. If everything is directed to you, then it could be that it is just because of the circumstances, right? And I'm talking about the employment problem, because I know that we have an employment problem, and I can say that maybe many of you guys can relate to this conversation. So maybe it's just towards you, but looking at it, right, we have to see if you take yourself out of the equation, is there somebody else that replaces your place? in being bashed, in being shaded, in being what? Do you remember a time when you were growing up and your parents were bashing your cousin, or your parents were bashing each other, or they were mistreating one another, or they were mistreating other family members? If that is what happens usually, and right now you are just the weakest link, then it could be that your unit is faulty. And your unit is dysfunctional to some degree. Good evening.
Yes, good evening, Demetri.
Good evening, love of the nation.
I'm doing well, thank you. How is the evening over there?
The evening is spectacular, my friend.
All right.
Great
to hear. Today's Wednesday.
Today's Wednesday, my friend. You never fail these Wednesdays.
Not real like that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it is so hard to through.
Mm-hmm.
How have you been?
I've been wonderful. I've been good. I just wanted to know, tonight we're talking about dysfunctional families.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're talking about dysfunctional families. And basically, if we put it in a nutshell, dysfunctional families are categorized by unhealthy dynamics and patterns that negatively impact its members.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So what do you have to say about dysfunctional families? Because I was talking about dysfunctional families from the perspective of the graduate, or from the perspective of the young person or the senior person that is currently unemployed and the whole entire family hates them because they don't work.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever experienced that or seen it happen?
Where?
Yeah.
Dysfunctional family.
Mm. Mm.
We had been experienced this such kind of things for a prolonger.
Yeah.
But
in what way? But okay. Yes, continue. But prolonged in what way? Before you go far.
The disconnection, lacking of care and support to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some that take a long without to pay a visit to each other. Some are neglected.
Mm-hmm.
They do not even count as a member of such
family.
But due to ego, due to some uncope practice, you understand why I say that uncope practice.
Okay, elaborate, please. I'm here to learn.
Uncope practice.
Okay.
Some of the family members are practicing. Others from other matters from their heart choices, but those matters they are practicing are hardly for others to tolerate or cope with.
Mm-hmm.
Affected others so
like
hard.
Witchcraft or what? Speak clear, man. What is this? Speak clear, like what? As we want to know everything.
Let me continue with the other point.
Okay, no problem.
You made it already.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on to other points.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the causes of dysfunctional in families. Being patriarchal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, some of the people, even if someone have done something better, some they are ungrateful.
Mm-hmm.
They will just keep on posting blames.
Mm-hmm.
They did not encourage a person.
Mm-hmm.
If a person have made an just a simple mistake,
mm-hmm.
they already start punishing instead of rectifying a person.
Yeah.
But there are others who are doing unacceptable mistakes,
mm-hmm.
but they are just being covered by some of the people. No, it's better, it's what, but everybody's witnessing or realize that this person used to make some unacceptable behavior or mistakes.
Mm.
Yeah, but due to some, because they feel like they want to cover such a person, mm-hmm. or maybe they used to benefit from such a person, mm-hmm. they are just supporting such a person.
Yeah.
But some of them who are doing the really matter, important matter, they are keep on trying their best.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, they end up being ignored.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Such things.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So now how are we going to resolve this? Now, okay, have you ever, give us a story.
Mm-hmm.
We like stories. Give us a story. Which family have you seen that is very dysfunctional?
I had experienced this for a prolonger.
Were you the one that was hated or what? Tell us.
No, why have to be hated?
As we want to hear everything, tell us your problem, tell us your things.
When matter done, it does not mean that only done to me or happening to me.
Now tell us about the injustice. How? What is this?
As an adult, I had witnessed.
Why are you giving us diplomatic answers? What is this? It's night time. You are giving me diplomatic answers.
No.
No, you're being a diplomat. Me, I don't want that one. Just tell us. One day in our family, there was a time. Tell me. I'm here for stories.
Let me tell you.
The horror story. Yeah.
People in the family are categorized.
Oh, okay.
They are categorized.
According to?
Hmm?
According to what?
According to those relatives.
Mm-mm. When you're making categories, right? You are putting categories in boxes. Now, those boxes are the ones you are categorized according to your status. You're categorized according to the money that you have. According to what?
Let me make my point.
Okay.
There is some of the people are respected due to they are regarded as advisors,
mm-hmm.
in the family.
Mm-hmm.
Some are regarded as advisors.
Yeah.
Some are being rejected within such family.
Okay.
Some are they want to belong influence so that they can face on others to demand something from others.
Mm.
In Shivambo they used to say Omapura
Ngunga.
Ngunga. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. People are categorized within the families.
Mm-hmm.
And there is some who are neglected.
Mm.
And mostly those people who were neglected due to their economical status.
Mm.
They are neglected.
Yeah.
People they distance themselves from such a person.
Mm.
Even if such a person come close to their family members, they did not count even his or her opinions.
Now, but this opinion that we have to count, is it really, is it a solid opinion?
I'm here to speak. Those people, my dear,
mm-hmm.
through the God's miracles, are the one to become dominate the family with those who lendering quality support within the nation at large.
Okay.
I'm telling you such a thing. Mm. Okay, then you want to make another point.
I was asking, these points that these people want to make or have to make, are they really valid points, or now do we just feel bad that people are not listening to your point, and then we assume that people don't want to listen to your point because you are broke, or people don't want to listen to your point because your father is not rich? Is it really?
Good question. Mm-hmm. And a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm.
They are just neglected.
Mm-hmm.
They are just attempting to come close to their relatives for even looking for support.
Mm-hmm.
Such an example, I am your brother.
Yeah.
I come to you.
Mm-hmm.
I have nothing.
Why don't you have anything?
I did not finish. I did not finish.
I just want to know why you don't have.
I have my charge.
Okay.
Schooling at Wellwell.
Mm-hmm.
I have not enough money. Please, my sister. Please, mm-hmm. my mother. Please, my uncle. Please, my what? Mm-hmm. Can you please help me?
Okay.
But you're just ignoring a person.
Mm-hmm.
Until a person move back
and
start shed tear like, why I have to suffer like this as I am not having family members. But to some, when they say that I am on need of this, a person is already the one who is capable to support him or herself.
Mm-hmm.
People, they are quickly supporting such a person because they want to impress,
mm-hmm.
such a person. But this person who is on need of really help is being neglected.
But what if I gave this person an opportunity to become somebody in life and they didn't take it? And now they want to come and ask me, the same person that gave them opportunities, gave them a helping hand, and they turned it down. And then now they want to come back and ask me for assistance. How?
You give them an opportunity.
Mm.
You have done a great job. That is a blessing.
Uh-huh.
If they didn't use it, that is really their own fraud.
Mm-hmm. Now my problem.
That is their own mistake.
Yeah. So even why are they asking us then? In shedding tears.
Even if they come back, hate you.
Mm-hmm.
That hate have nothing to do to you because you have done your part.
Yeah.
In a just and well manner.
Yeah.
But the problem is only to neglect. Mm-hmm. You are the family members.
Mm.
No one going to lend such and support to that person.
Ngerontungo no hatu kwantu ne? Ngerontungo no hatu kwantu ndati? Because at the end of the day, I think many of us, love of the nation, eh? Many of us don't look at our own characters. We look at the denial of things from people that we assume are supposed to give us, are supposed to assist us, but we don't look at our own behavior. Somebody, for example, is ill-mannered.
I understand you.
And then I say no. And then they want to say, kuja inonda fara, kandinezi mo, kapuna nguta kwa serenje.
I get your point.
Yeah.
And I understand you clearly.
Yeah.
You know what, Demetriek?
Mm-hmm.
People in life, we have got experienced various situations and conditions.
Mm-hmm.
We have got to move across through various challenges.
Yeah.
Such a thing, they have different negative impact on us.
Yeah.
Some of the people, such like me, I can come through as a strength in somebody.
Yeah.
Others, they are come through as being weakened and they
demoralized.
And they demoralized.
Mm-hmm.
And even their way of behavior,
they
are completely changed.
Yeah.
Now what we need to learn
from
this, when you approach such a person, you know already that a person is in an dilemma.
Yeah.
Make sure that you approach a person in the way that you can able to comfort such a person.
Mm-hmm.
If you approach such a person in a irrelevant manner, that person will be more frustrated than being end up shouting at you or want to fight to you or inserting you. But I am not encourage people to misbehave when they find their service in a difficult condition.
Yeah.
But such things are used to be happening.
Mm.
There is no a person just only start inserting you like that. There is other ways you treat a person.
Mm.
Because you know already that a person is nothing to you. Even a person realize that love of the nation is treating me in such a way because he count me such I am nothing to him or to her.
Yeah.
While he is respecting this small kid, but it's because only they are having something more than me. Yeah, such kind of things. They are brought confusion among the family members. Yeah, and they cause disagreement. Yeah, we need to look at both sides. Yeah, you help a person, tomorrow you find such a person start to count on respect. Yes. There's no way a person, each and everyone is used to think. Doesn't know that this person is on my side. He or she used to advise me in a proper and respectful manner.
Yeah.
He don't want me to continue doing this and this. This one used to shout at me and with the purpose only to tarnish my image. And
to embarrass me.
And to embarrass me. The situation has already embarrassed a person. Again, you try to embarrass a person.
To put extra fuel on the fire.
on the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, like that.
When we are thinking about dysfunctional families, we talk about the discrimination amongst family members and also pocket power amongst family members, or people gravitate towards people that have money more and they discriminate against those that don't have money.
Yes.
Is that really true?
It's true. It's through the matriarch. The matriarch, we have got some of the people are at rural houses, our family members. That person is just used to behave his or herself in a well manner. He or she is doing everything in the home or in the house. But when you come there, always you criticize a person, you blame a person, you shout a person, because you know yourself that I am the only one who used to give and great support in this house. But you did not count such a person.
But what if you are the one that's giving the support and the financial aid in the house, and somebody comes and insults you because of that?
That is, we call it envy. Envy, it will kill the family.
What if the one that is saying that you guys only respect matriarch because of her money is not actually talking the truth, and the person is just jealous?
Some are jealous, some are not jealous. Some are due to their parents, how they used to teach. They treat.
Why are you talking about my money?
Even if you are making more mistakes, they treat you with respect because they know that you are the one to block.
And what type of mistakes am I most probably making? What mistakes am I making?
The mistakes are more on earth. But they don't want to correct you or discuss something with you, because they know that she is the one who used to brought the bread in the home. If we said this, otherwise she will undo her story. But others, they are just being treated as like monkeys.
Or maybe you guys are just saying you are being treated like monkeys because you don't have money.
No. If you are treating a person with a respect, it's just a respect. Yes. You come in the home at holiday, you only sleeping each and every time, but no one to say anything.
Yeah, because I told you people I'm tired.
Tired each and every day.
Yeah.
What?
I came for vacation.
What are you here to do for the holiday?
Okay, let me ask you, my friend. It's my home, Eche. You cannot tell me I must stay in town. It's my home. I can come home if I want. Now my question is, so how come me ngai ongaenda pururisa etsa? Ongaende ripururisa. Ongaenda landa ombuto. Ni longa huandike hesiku. Manganye marara.
What you are here for?
Oh, I'm at home. It's not your house. I'm at home.
You're supposed to stay in there.
No, why must I stay there? It's not your house.
It's our mother's house.
It's our mother's house that I'm supporting. Me, I have contributed with my work. My part is finished.
We also used to contribute through
If it is your mother's house, if it's your mother's house, my friend, then why are we still paying on Nailonga? Atakamise imuna, ngere nye membo momudi. Osho ndishita mvulu. Depe for haa kurombo ya njokucha, ina ndika andarara na ndipenduka ndora pofo, ndie metanatango, manga nye membo momudi. Nye uncontributing asha.
Let me tell you, you have to pay for a work because you cannot support us with anything.
Ha. How am I not supporting you with anything? Ngereke homwe dionga etera ndekuturu sira. Weke ne yokana ndekuturu sira ne ngwengu tovuruku support.
We are doing a lot of jobs.
A lot of jobs like what? Sashi membo mononke murimo, omuno nailonga kume, afutwa kungae, anironga eliyad. In the middle of the night I'm on radio until kingdom come. Is this not work? Manga nyemwarara oya kwetu. Tamudimbonyona. Ngaandika kose ponga pene. Ngaita ndikosa ne shandiri mefuzo membo jameme no.
It's not stay in the town.
Why must I stay in the town? Umshishi nga kucha. Mo town omuno renting andina kuifuta. Kwepo ndizemo mo renting ya antu ya konga antu ya mwe. Ngaendia kembo for that month. And the saving opo ndi muningiro kili. Nengo kilo to ivurungwe. Mara mi mariwayo enjo orandizo mi pinizo enzo. Iyo landamo nando kashako kosuka. Nando kashako ne kukukuku sila. Upe uno na wembo uju. Ujo longo nuyari uri membo mo. Iyo landa. Oya tegerera. Anti okushimba. Now you are telling me I must wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Because it is unfair. What do you mean it's unfair if my whole life is also unfair?
Let me make my point.
You are
the one who earn a lot.
I earn a lot, Maro. To atpaza mumeme humwe, an opportunity danjo dazi pen. Natuza mumeme humwe no mutate humwe. Natuza nga membonjono tandi supporting a pay fare. Opportunity danjo dazi pen. Dishin kwetu osho wahurire mwandi nkwetu.
Just thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord. Because karungo kwetupe atuhe. Okwetupe unongo atuhe. Ndengweto kogororo nyanzi. Wakogororo nyanzi manganda kogororo social studying kwetu.
He did not keep us at the same level.
It's not keeping us at the same level, my dear. We were all afforded the same opportunities, kaume. Before now you want to bully me, yeah, in the house you want to be bullying me, but yet we were born by the same person. Now you are stuck. And unondubo shashino shashino wakarandora andiri terepeta nga ndaza kone narekiku uchanga kirongo ndiri konda stressa andikusa natango ka job ishe nomontenya mwe andikusi ishe ka job natango andi ningino assignment azo yakwetu andi ningini make engine ndi supporting ehumbo ndia nunona woe nunona wanje nunona wa mameme ndo waha kurongo yanje kucha shanda ikefu kwepuna ndia kefu zona ndikara andara ramushi mba andifuto rentinga itandi kumeme kekembo jameme na tate shashino wahara ndora tandipenduka ungulone nindika ungule.
Let me tell you something.
Oh, because we had this argument in our house also.
That's what I'm saying.
Kujaye, love of the nation. We had this particular argument in our house.
Let me tell you something.
Talk to me.
Just last year.
Yeah.
There is some of the two brothers. Another one used to work at a certain part of Oshimba.
Yeah.
Another one is staying at home. Then they used to meet just on December in their parents' home. Then they start to argue in such a point that we are busy with now. Each and everyone trying to make his point. Then maybe the other one was negatively affected.
Okay.
He promised that I'm going to commit suicide because you disappoint me. And also the other one says, you also disappoint me. Me also going to commit suicide.
Eh, na pukai pwa ela anua, waj.
Na
pwela angeta pwela anua.
Unfortunately, the other one is just seriously.
Oh, the other one is serious.
The other one is serious. Then they went on sleep. Each in his room. They wake up early in the morning. Someone is already gone. Through hanging himself. Then the other one start crying. Why my brother have to do that? I love my brother. Why my brother have to do that? But
yeah,
the problem is it only emanate from just this system of how do I call it? This system of only used to talk. I'm the one who used to do this. Me also, I'm the one who used to do this. You are not the one who used to do this. Me, I'm the one only who used to do this. Then something like that. It's end up in death. But it was just a simple thing. It was just a simple thing. If you realize that the matriarch used to shout at me, used to mistreat me, it was just better to keep quiet or escape. Or if you realize, or you realize that my brother, love of the nation, he only used to shout at me. I know that I don't have a mistake, but love of the nation, maybe he is frustrated due to him because dispossessions. Better to avert the problem. It were better to just escape, keep quiet, and leave a person. it will not go far. It will not go far. But this system of arguing, what you are, someone will be negatively affected. The person will seriously take a decision. After we start crying, why or she have to do such a thing?
But why do they have to do that? But why do they have to do that? If we are talking in all honesty, why do they have to do that? That is most to hurt you most.
Yes.
Yeah. So they have achieved it, isn't it?
Yes.
So wherever they are, they must be happy then.
Maybe.
Yeah.
What?
Because the problem that I have with human beings, right, is that we don't think our decisions through. And if we don't think our decisions through, right, the likelihood of us messing things up is very high. To be honest, if somebody were to tell me that, because you don't love me, I'm going to do this, right? Then my question would be, what does love look like to you? Because every single time you are corrected, you are threatening suicide. Is that appropriate? Is that appropriate?
It is not appropriate, but it depends how a person is affected.
Mm-hmm.
We have got different reactions.
Mm-hmm.
And something I have realized,
mm-hmm.
when we are talking in terms of argument,
mm-hmm.
I just talk to you in just a simple words.
Mm.
But when you come through to me, those are harsh words.
But okay, the harsh words, love of the nation, right? That one is also an argument that we should take up. Because what you consider harsh, right, is not what I consider harsh. And what you consider soft is not what I consider soft. You are telling me that I must stay in Windhoek, eh, if I don't want to work. For me, that is very harsh because I don't even party. I don't even drink. I don't even have a life anymore, ne? Because my whole entire life and existence is just going to maintaining you and your kids and your mother and your father and your siblings and that whole entire house. Because I'm the only one that is working, and then you have the audacity, eh, as my family member to tell me that I must stay in Windhoek, I must not come back home and be sleeping. But the whole year I'm working. And I'm maintaining this whole entire house because I'm tired, Vakwetu. There are many times that I'm thinking, kucha man, to end it, ne, would have been better because, oh shit, uno nukweto ta uhingo hauto. Every day you people, and the worst part is that you people in my family, you're asking me things like, when am I buying a car? How can I buy a car if my monthly expenses, ne, for that house is 20,000? And they have a No, but it goes deep. It goes deep. It's harsh. It goes deep. Shashino, like it's almost like you don't appreciate me as a person and the things that I am doing. Ne? Not just for you directly and indirectly, but my existence there. Then you tell me that I owe the shikene. The shikengin.
But what is needed? Let us be kind to one another.
My dear, we must just address the elephant in the room. Eh? The suffering people, they are also very mean. People don't want to call them to meetings because they don't listen. Because everything that is happening there, you are just looking at your cousin Nondubo Shashino or Etapura. Oye, nakupura kuchatura ndikaka utuiringa pishashimali woye. Pife nguwa hatu kupulile ikene.
Let us be kind.
Oh, guys. Ngwe hatu kupulile ike kuchihaka utuijinga. Pita tulanda ngele kushino budget. Oto pulirwa shikene andorane.
We are just like fingers.
Ha. No. But let's talk that one. Hey. Okay. Pesa hatu kupulane kucha. Oshikesa shinga. Pia tulanda ngwe ito contribute asha.
who is going to be responsible of other works in the house?
Other works in the house, you are talking to others.
Through the sun heat.
My dear, you are talking to...
There is someone who can able to work through the sun heat.
Because that is their place, huh? But why are they fighting to go into family meetings if their place is in the sun?
Why are they fighting to go to meetings?
Kokiyon zire ngere harajao omo omonteng. Shashi opo proposition I held.
You are the one to buy. You are right.
Eh.
And you did a great job.
Thank you so much. Love of the nation.
Let me tell you, when you meet such a person, you are just passed by us like you don't know such a person. Let me tell you, you don't use even to come close to the person. Then making a story. How are you being? It's like you know. The one means only take money and give a person, even in terms of communication. You sit with a person, you put up a story. It's like you know each other. Why you have to distance yourself from such a person, even like you a person saving a bad smell?
The problem, like, this is a very good conversation, love of the nation, eh? Because, moku potoshiri, to be honest, right? The person, like, we can look at it from the side of the one with the money, or the one with the resources, or the one with the education, or the one with the upper hand, right? Is treating the ones that are less than, or considered to be less than in the family, eh? As they are nothing. Right? But the truth is, right? The one that is the nothing is the one that is treating the one with something, ne? Is badly.
Sometimes.
Then why didn't you use sometimes the first time when you made that statement?
On the other hand, they are retaliating.
Ha! Shashi no, on tunguya, unguya ke nasha, oenga ta 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 spreading o maruhok. Oenga, oh! It's like today you came to talk about my family, my dear.
But we need to forgive each other.
We can't forgive each other when you don't even know what you did wrong to this person. How can you forgive somebody, ne? For something that you don't even know why the person hates you. And now my auntie is very intentional, my dear, and intense. She will say that there's nothing happening here until Maitreya comes. Then everybody's like, yeah, why is Maitreya? Why is what? Because them, When they get paid, they don't think kucha o tune mbojae tukuambo hui. They don't think that. Marangae o andivurunga kucha yakwetu this month kashisho shinji andifutu koka nirongara nyetantarane kucha o taizipen. Nenge ae ahorike andistoka neo kandingo sho and then for 3 months itandiganja sha kusenimo kandingo sho kwateni ni manawa. You understand? Mara o shirine there's just somebody. Omvula iheta idenge, mwatungiro nguru membo, mwetere gumbo pa standata, mwaturire mo mea, mwaturire mo rusheno, mwaturire mo, ini mara tairongwa kontu gumwengeika. Mara, these people that don't contribute, even, you know, okutumesere kuambo ne?
Why are you
It's a good thing.
Let me remind you with something.
Please.
People are having different ways of feelings. There is some of the people are let me not use the word, they want to say, maybe stupid or what. They are not worried with anything. Only you who is worried, you should make sure that I
hear. Move a little bit, I cannot hear you. Nothing in it?
They are not worried with anything.
Yeah.
Or until you are the only one who is not worried, or maybe let me say you used to think deeper, you are the one who trying your best always to make sure that I have to do this, I have to solve this, so that we cannot give the bad image to others. While some are just in a relaxation zone, they are not worrying. They are not worried. While others say that, there is a lot of people with something. Yes, there is a lot of people with something such a place or such a family, but they are not all contribute much. Only some of them are much poor their pocket. That is how life maybe it is. If you refuse that me also I cannot do it, you are the one who only being end up disappointed. Yes.
So my dear. So family members must look at themselves first. We must all look at ourselves and ask real questions as to why.
And rectify.
Yeah, we can rectify. But I think that
we can make it function rather than dysfunction.
Yeah. Only if people are willing, my dear. If people are not willing, na tu kukutenya na tu karenya tu ninyo mama kuroge tu kachangaka. Oshwara tashkaranga kaka na kame me shashino. Duete kuchashinu tashkaronga kaka.
Such life.
Such is life. Thank you so much, love of the nation.
Thank you so much, Demetrius.
See you at 11.
See you.
Okay.
See you.
See you.
All right.
Ciao.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about dysfunctional families, right? How will I know if I'm in a dysfunctional situation? How will I know if I'm in a dysfunctional family? Now, we were talking about something that is very close to my heart. It was an argument there. Good evening.
Yes, good evening,
Matriarch.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you? My dear.
You know
what hurts me the most, Anne? Is that atuheni akuru ntundishi. Otunane umputu wetu mpuno tatulele ndishi. Unona woyu, unona wanju, unona wankwetu, unona umputu wetu tatulele ndishi mpuno. Mpuno kaenonjo. Mara, ngwe na ngwene unalo nyala.
Yeah.
Ouna ini mahovu kuninga. Ngeshi kwa ambo huya, ukwakara otendera. Festanje. Yeah. Ngerema eto muno nani, so tunenyo shipururo, ndeshi landere ngamu dezemba kwetu. So tunenyo shipururo, ngwe okusa neo nani, no shipururo, toka purura pashinda.
Yeah.
Wapewa neo maserengo geri gatanu kwetu. Eh.
Yeah.
Ndeno kulanda nga waka laina kohi.
Mm.
Ndeno kulandanga omagazi kukuja.
Yeah.
Ndeno kulandanga, nandino randane ekutundia enene nditaritu wana, landane nandoka topsko haku pokati ha. Haku maseregeri gari.
Mm.
Hatu inyenge ninganga o.
Ngenongoni.
Ha, hapo neto pewe simaneko joendi wahara mpono. Kucha ayo ndete lela.
Kukwisha kenekanga ando.
Pokati, pomakati.
Mm.
Nde oshiri mkwe tungwa. Uchanga ona nindi talongi thaka dhishidhe.
Yeah.
Oshipururo shita talongi thaka shishishe. No manja omutazi inapulula mona tango. Taka pulula kumambu. Yeah. Shika yeah. Yaku kucha tse. Sa hatu kuneni kwa lata. So tse tuninima.
Mm.
Nde noho oshimariwa shita shizimo no. Mkwe tu ashika piramo mapunya punya.
Yeah.
Ah no. Depe ifo waka kwa kumpomba dananga ya ndura shindala ala.
Ayo topi kumbua na washi kota itaraka nani.
Ota itaraka nani. Nga shindanga asho ndange.
Ota itaraka nani.
Ota itaraka naman. Shashino opuna rontu kumweke wete kucha. U ilonga yo heo shiki. Mara.
Shosike penya anonano.
Shoshima yuansho opio anoshisike penya.
Mm, ya kwenye tara ndenge iPhone ndenge.
Brrrr, noko iPhone, yeah, noko iPhone yyo tala kwa anonoku. Na ndizo order with me. Oh.
Otona no onjudo iju 9999.
Denge rio ulambole kuchoika nzo sharokwa. Otankalo kisi hazi nkini. No man. Nde yeah, oya kwenye oya weta randora nguo ngwene uli wapewa mbera ohole kukarunga ya pitirila nai opo uka monironga mara nkwe tu ngwe shuwito liko social study nkwe nyoko yeah. Itahulire momwanti uvite kwa? Kaishi kucha andora nguno kwa pewa ando kwa fudhi ilo oka lako kamweka zipeni peni kaa atu kwa pazaa mumeme umwendishi membo jimwe atu lilepeli loli mwe ndeto oto hogorola onjira yoe ndepe ife waha kukuninga andora ndafa ontunda kwa thero akuntue tu na tango kae nara ngeshi yalika ena nare
ya
Eee. Pepo haya kuisa nane mo meetinga kucha ike so ininga pi. Nando takuro mbwe kucho ininga pi. Mkwe tuye ndishi mari wayo ye. Nando alo ngute ndera wayi mari wayo ye mwene. Nokana kweka kenonga kuzoko skora mala. Otoka nando mapunya punya kere gatatu. Oka kongo. Ha, na mwe mwenonga kukuthina. Marofu watuloko meho. Nenge tope girlfrienda. Nenge toka pulula tango ko girlfrienda.
Yeah.
Kanunga, kaisi. Noko, andora, because a lot of us turn around and say, kucha, onga ndinde, nda kwate wumbo ndino man. Andoro wiweri kwa te gumbondo. Umurashika anu andifutiro nelonga. Osito ovuru ndishi. Oshonda mwona kucha ngwe onkundi ndishi.
Yeah.
Imu na kehe siku ya kana. Imu na kehe siku ya asa. Ongo bota dhekama. Tandikongo nelonga. Pefini mota hende palandu. Ona ni tadhiri.
Okunwesito hiko.
Okunwesito hiko. Imu na keye dhiririru.
Tolo ndika ikakurumo hondi.
Tuete moneo katuku membo kucha elofu nane.
Yeah.
Kalunga kashu. Kahotoka ninga yako honda mbela. Tomani ya kuthi hongela.
Yeah.
Wafuoli mokana. No man.
Rich men.
Yeah, rich men. Imaliwa ihinji torongo nando wa elfu nane. Torongo. Non higo mboro toa na ndora kuvi thuno na nawa. Shashuno na oko ambo ya ujo mboro toka. Mara keshikucha, yeah. Keshikucha ina ikhada. Oshi mara kucha hashoshe tundishi. Mara okuzara ne konda angwa shasho hingi keke siko katuku tuku hoa. Kalandelwa mbone. Okuetelera mwana onki gomboro to kucha onguro nene shita mwe ko skola ile mupitu gomboro to deni mwe na do ko skola oshili oshimingisho oshili uno na u awidenge onvula ihengeli na ndende ko kwambo ngai uno na mbonita uji madita ujomboroto
afanana
maromo awuli mwenyo marongwe wa hagu ya pomba dandora toka sika mara kontenya no yakweni hwi mumikala hwi Andra na tukwisa nene mungunda sana vyo mamanya no, ni kesa ngwe yueta mosha. Ngwe wanyengwa koshelewa.
Asha nasa.
Ike so ino thousand sa. Zapita po inwe. It's not 1,000. Nge wanyengwa koshelewa show 50. O 10,000 doyo toka vura mu ikesa.
Mango afalele koshelewa sa na tali nga tali nani.
O? Ucho eta ta tulio mo pisa dili mbali te apenduruno no omo katikusi kucho omo rashike ien sigiramo unsteki uju ya li ushon. Nenge akara ala pangerele na kucha uno na upenduke shashi yita joi imbobina shiza mombi kapeithi. Uno na nea uyu kwa skoranga haka. Aye.
Aye kashipuka.
Kave na pava amu amani. Oshiria, there are no guys. Family,
not easy. Yeah.
It's not easy, man. But I think people are just bad. You are enarondu, but unnecessarily. Shashinonga ingeronde ni nawa ne? Na nyomuli nawa.
Yeah.
Shanda kana pompono oshiri shiro tanka vuranga. Pesi no handi suwepo, ndi suwepo andore fuzari, hete tekoso mposi zanji, no handi suwepo, shashino uwe tandora kucha, tenangwe natu, oturipo levela imu andora. Gandiro ngilonga ijitatu? Mesiku? Aye, wucha, my jobs are to just maintain that house, onguro ninonda yako business anji, ontenyo, natango ndiriko business, usiku, ondiriko radio, moma katimu ya andi ningo assignment adho, jeji, jandi ningishiki, shashino, otapungo, o 800 atayi, kukunkwe tunguno eli kimuna, o 800 atayi, kukunkwe tunguno eli membo, tataka misa akurupe, negumbo, manga omo ulingwe, shasho pendu kawala rangwe, yokana kasema ngwe. No. Ndio pekweza noho kucha. Itatumpopi. Chatu kongi nyaro nilonga wetu. Takaratele kila kuruntu. Maro mwauli.
Mwauli.
Mwauli tope ula lelo afonsani. Mwene wajo. Ende tuvuna ino no kuli. Shanda dipa geronjuhwa. Ondu bone? Guys, no.
Yeah.
No, man.
Nina kuli live ambira ko Facebook.
I can do live anin.
Oh.
But maybe I'll go live here. Maybe for one hour. I'll think about it.
I'll try to follow you now.
No problem.
Thank you.
Yeah, welcome.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we're talking about dysfunctional families. We're talking about your family. We're talking about the way they view you, the way they view things, what it is like, because it's intense, man. And I think that, with the conversation that came up, it is one of those conversations that is very close to my heart because we had this argument. We had this argument within my family. We had this argument. And my argument is that I'm slaving away at Kushimba. There is no reason for me to be again under a meter from 4 a.m. until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Because also the kind of job that I do requires me to be in communication with clients. Now the communication and the sigipone ndikakare meter from 4 a.m. until whatever because you feel kucha we are at the same level. Guys, no man. So we're talking about dysfunctional families and A dysfunctional family is categorized, by unhealthy dynamics and patterns that negatively impact its members. These patterns often involve poor communication and a lack of emotional support, leading to harmful behaviors and strained relationships. Children growing up in such families may normalize these unhealthy behaviors, carrying them into adult relationships. So where we come from affects us. It affects us, eh? Because now we don't know how to manage nothing, because vele, we come from a place where nothing is managed, right? So key characteristics of dysfunctional families. But before we go to the key characteristics of dysfunctional families, right, I would like for us to hear the concept of a scapegoat. Because sometimes, right, there's a difference between you being the black sheep of the family and you just being a bad person, and nobody likes you because you are a bad person, and then you think that your family is making you a black sheep of the family. There is a very big difference. Many of us want to play that card of, yeah, my family is what, my family is what, my family is what. But sometimes, ne, we are the problem. It is just the same as the example that was given by Love of the Nation, right? The person threatens suicide, and the other one also just says, like, you know what, I will also do it if you are going to do it, right? And then the other one actually does it. But at the end of the day, right, I feel like the one that actually went through with it did it to hurt others. Mara kesi ya kugarukiwa. If you are going to do something like that because somebody said what and somebody did what, ne? Yes, you are kugarukiwa, but relationships can always be mend. We can always talk. We can talk until the wheels fall off and then we retire. Get it? Retire, huh? We can do that. And as long as we're still here, we're still alive, right? There is always a chance for us to mend our families, for us to work on our families, for us to be in better graces and spaces with our families. But if you are not here, right, nobody is going to advocate for you. No one. No one. Absolutely no one. But let's hear more about family scapegoats, prized, needed, and envied, right? Let's talk about those types of concepts when it comes to the family dynamics, okay? Also, ladies and gentlemen, any single clip or audio or anything that is played by me on Eagle FM is in no means us as a company or as a media house claiming rights or ownership to these particular materials. We are using them for illustration purposes only. We are using them for spreading a message that we are already advocating for, or that I'm already advocating for. The reason that I play some of these clips often or now and then, right, is to get a different perspective on the same matter that we are discussing. So I'm not saying that this is our material and this is our work. I'm just saying, listen to it. You might hear something that, you know, That gives you that light bulb moment. Maybe you are the bad guy, guys, because I believe many of us are the bad guy.
I first became aware of the scapegoat story when I was about 8 years old, and I heard it in Sunday school. I thought it was a fun story. The priest picked out a goat, and the goat was to carry the sins of the herd, of the family, and then it was sent off into the wilderness. And the family was forgiven of their sins, but the goat was gone carrying all the responsibility. If there was someone in the family who had killed someone, the goat was the murderer. If there was someone in the family who lied, the goat was the liar. And Now the goat was shunned, alone, and out in the wilderness. And I would imagine if someone saw the goat, they would see all the sins on it, and they wouldn't be able to see who the goat had been underneath. And I always wondered, what was it about that goat that got it selected? Because the priest had to look out and see all the other goats and say, that one. And there was something decidedly different. It's always something, but you can't say exactly what it is. And over the years, I've heard about scapegoats and, let's say, politics and all sorts of underhanded things, and people get blamed, but that's all I knew was that. And eventually, I did learn, you know, more about scapegoats and different things like that, and the black sheep of the family. And I started to feel like strange things while I was in my family. I said, something is not right. And I started attending, you know, seeing a therapist. And over the years, I realized that I was a scapegoat, and that explained a lot. It explained a lot. Rebecca Mansfield, who wrote Ridicule, Shamed, and Blamed, said that it is a dysfunctional family that needs a scapegoat. And the scapegoat is the tip of the iceberg, indicating that something deeper is wrong underneath. And dysfunction comes in many forms, but I'll be talking about the narcissistic dysfunctional family, which is a very dangerous and complicated system. And the dysfunction involves dark and dangerous secrets, pitting one person against the other, and not accepting responsibilities for your actions. And at the head of a family with this type of dysfunction, of course, is a narcissist. And that person could either be a parent, a grandparent, or the power person, or the one who controls the finances. And a narcissist, as described by Psychology Today, is a mental defect, and it could go from the low end, because we all have a touch of it, to the extreme, where you require excessive attention, your emotions are unstable, and you're easily angered. And if you feel like someone is doing something wrong to you. But the main thing is they cannot handle their emotions and take criticism. And in order to deal with that, they pick a scapegoat. And in the family, there's always certainly going to be one. And that person handles the emotions and gets all of the anger. And that scapegoat makes the family look like it's organized, because that's the one that's causing the problem. We're together, but there's a problem over there. And the narcissist usually picks the one that is perhaps giving them a feeling of threatening, like they don't have the skills that person has.
Good evening.
Yes, evening.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm good.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, I'm phoning from North, eh?
Uh-huh.
We have a problem with the frequency.
The frequency?
There's no frequency.
Oh, which part of the North?
It's Ngwelume.
Ngwelume. All right, I will notify the technicians now.
Too long now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe only when you are using the app can you hear the, you can get the, but when you're sitting with the radio, there's no progress.
No, oh, okay. I'm letting them know now.
All right, yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
Ciao, ciao.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. So we're talking about the narcissist, and we're talking about how one person's behaviors kind of just singled out one person as the subject that we are going to be bullying within the family structure, and they are going to be the family scapegoat. Now, usually when this person is picked, they are picked on the premise that the narcissist or the leader of the cult, right, feels that they are undeserving or they are not worthy or whatever reasons, right? Because we are still figuring out the narcissist conversation. And I believe that by the end of this year, I will have the talk about the narcissist because I feel like it's such a vast conversation to talk about, and there is a lot that can derail us from the actual concept of a narcissist. And I am preparing myself to speak about the narcissist. But usually what happens in settings like this, you are singled out within the family structure and you are considered to be the bad guy of the family. But then the minute that you leave the family structure or the family unit, right, somebody else is put in the place of being the bad guy. So it's not really to say that you are bad. It's not that. It's just that we need somebody to pick on. And if you are not there, we're going to pick on somebody else until we finish everybody else. And that's why you find that when you guys were growing up, for example, if you come from a dysfunctional family and from a dysfunctional family or from a family that is headed by a narcissist, for example. The narcissist is usually harsh and is usually degrading and is usually not the kindest of people. And they lack empathy. So when they lack empathy like this, you guys go on with your lives, but then there's always that one person that is picked on more than the others. And when you guys grow, you guys eventually go out, right? You guys eventually go out to go and look for your own lives. You guys go and create homes of your own, get married. And obviously some of you guys carry on the cycle that the narcissist has laid out for you, the foundation. Some of you guys carry this out into real life romantic relationships, and that is why there is abuse. That is why there is emotional abuse, verbal abuse, physical abuse, financial abuse, any abuse of any sort, right? You can't just wake up one day and you are abusive. It has to come from somewhere. It has to be something that was planted in your system somewhere, somehow. You saw something, you heard something, you felt something, something was done to you, you did something to others, you did something to an animal, something. It has to have a foundation. It has to have a starting point. It has to have a point where we planted the seed, not unless you're born like that. And some people, I don't know now if narcissists are born, but I don't think that they are born, but that's why we're saying that we are not going to talk about the narcissist in a large way, because I am still becoming of the conversation. I'm still doing my research around it. I'm still understanding the psychology behind the narcissistic parent or the narcissistic spouse, narcissistic friend, narcissistic anybody. I'm still doing the research on it. But then that is what happens when you find that eventually everybody goes, right? And when everybody goes, the narcissist is usually left with the spouse, and eventually the spouse leaves. That's why you can find that your grandmother or your grandfather, men usually succumb to injury, so they just stay. Men don't leave their matrimonial homes, not unless they find another partner while they are still in the marriage with another one, and then they go and make their own house. But if they don't find another partner, right, or if they don't look for another partner, men usually just stay in narcissistic environments until they just succumb to injury. That's where you can find that, ah, no, Tatekulu just died. You know, ah, no, grandfather just, you know, they don't really go and takatungo mambogao. It's not often like that, especially in our Ambo culture. It's not often like that. Mara akurukadeo haya itakaninga uumbondishi. And it's usually because they have a narcissistic spouse that is abusive in one way or another. It could be even words, because sometimes, right, sometimes he does not have the strength to be beating you anymore, because he used to beat you shari ena omea morutu, and then that time you were kware kitipwe monju momilema ikwata konlungu inotirithunona. You know, maybe you were quiet about the beatings, and maybe you were not screaming, and maybe you were a lady about it. And then eventually you got tired, right? So what happens is that, when we age, our bodies also can't do the things that they used to do. So the narcissist usually turns their form of abuse into something else. So it might become verbal, and he's just insulting you guys left, right, and center, and he's just doing the worst to you guys with his mouth, because he's now incapable of beating you guys. And one day your grandmother or your auntie or something gets tired, and then she just leaves the whole entire marriage. She doesn't take anything. She just goes, because she doesn't want you to go and follow her to your house and say, yeah, why don't go better than you? Why not? She just goes. She goes with the clothes on her back sometimes, or she just takes all her things and the kids, and then she just goes, you know? And that's what usually happens, because, I believe many of us don't understand that particular situation as to why a woman would get a divorce or hengana, right, while they have been together for 30 years, 40 years, or whatever. We don't understand it, but it's usually because of these kinds of conversations, right? It's these things that happen within the marriage, and when the kids are all grown and the kids are stable, there is no reason to stay with somebody that is most now abusing you. And then also in contemporary times, people stay within relationships that are dysfunctional. And they stay within families that are dysfunctional because they can tolerate the pain rather than the pain that's to come when they leave the person. So that's why we say, don't judge others for being in the situations that they're in. Rather look at them with empathy and compassion, because I'm sure it's not easy to wake up every day and sacrifice your happiness, your well-being, your safety, for what you consider to be a greater cause. We don't encourage anybody to stay in anything abusive, but if you are in a point where you really just can't leave, and you're being threatened and all of that, and you are choosing to stay and you stay alive, then at least tonight I can tell you that I hear you. I hear you. I understand you. I don't encourage it. I don't condone it, but at least I understand where you're coming from. So that's what usually happens. So they find somebody to bully. Sometimes they bully you as a collective, and sometimes they bully one person more than the other. And usually the person that's bullied more than the other is usually because you are a girl, or because you are the oldest, or because you are lazy, or because you're ugly, or because of whatever. They find a way to break you down, right? And in this breaking down, when you guys start to gradually get out, then there's only one person that's left. And that one person that's left is eventually also going to leave them, or not unless they die. Some kill them.
Or there's something about that one that just trumps up feelings inside of them. And the one thing about the scapegoat, they are always blamed for trying to upset the narcissist, but it's the other way around. And the person who is a narc, even though they may look strong, intelligent, hold high positions, and are charismatic, deep down inside, there is a feeling of unworthiness. And they've been through some sort of trauma that has not been dealt with that leaves them feeling very, very vulnerable. And if anyone gets near that spot or triggers it, it's a deadly situation for them. The scapegoat is usually someone who is empathetic, intuitive, and will be the first person to know that there is something not right. They'll be the first person to realize that something is not right. And no one in the family is going to come to the scapegoat's aid because they do not want that position. And they're held in that position by means of triangulation, where everybody talks about each other behind the backs. And if they're siblings, the narcissists do not want the siblings to get along, because that is going to form an alliance and they don't want to feel that they are left out. So that was done with my sisters almost throughout my life. I can't say that I know who they are, because we were each talked about the other badly behind our backs. And another way that they do it is the narc holds you together, holds the family united in this, is by what they call flying monkeys. And I've heard that term. And I said, well, is that a real term? And I started looking it up. And it is a real term. It's taken from The Wizard of Oz way back in the 1930s with Judy Garland. And those flying monkeys, they go around and they do the bidding of the Wicked Witch. And they're just as bad as she is, but they're like extended arms now. And so they get together and hold the scapegoat down for the narcissist. And then another way that it's kept is with projection. They put their feelings, if they feel bad about themselves, they put it on the scapegoat. It's a very difficult position to be in. It's very isolating. And you become invisible. I know my mother passed recently, within the last 2 years. And one thing that I read is that when a narcissist passes, that's when you really get to know how much family, I don't want to use the word hate, but it's going to come out really, really strong. And when she passed, her and I had COVID together. We were hospitalized the same day together. And she lasted a week, and I was in the hospital for 3 weeks. And it was touch and go, so I made it out. And I was blamed for her death. And, of course, she had given me instructions that she didn't give the others, so we each had a different piece. And so I'm doing what she told me to do. And now they said Diane stole the jewelry. She stole her pension. She stole this. It just blossomed into God knows what. And they wanted to press charges. And I had to hire someone to clear my name. And clearing a name is very hard to do when you're a scapegoat, because the word has gone out over the years about you. And it's gone beyond the family. You don't know who's talking about you. And it's hard to get yourself back. And the therapist I'm seeing is a trauma therapist that deals with scapegoats, because now it is being absolutely recognized. There is scapegoat abuse syndrome. There's betrayal syndrome. And there's all sorts of papers being written on it, because before it was kept low. And especially when you're talking about your parents, it's almost like a taboo. And in the African-American family, you know, culture, to even speak on something that's not right about your mom. But if the hand that rocks the cradle is not well, you have to say so, because it will just continue. So I was advised to not see the family, if I just to restrict my contact with them. And that's, you know, that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing right now. And I wanted to say this, like when I watch TV shows, particularly there's two that I watch, of course, my reason that's very strange, but it's close to me, is American Idol and The Voice. And I watch those two, of course, because of the talent, to see who's going to get selected and whatnot. But when they go to the family part, and the family's all together talking about, yeah, we helped them, and he was, you know, always doing this when he was young and this and that. I'm saying, is this for real?
Good evening.
Patriarch.
Yes, Tate T.
I don't want.
Okay.
I don't want my enemies to appreciate me.
Cool.
Yeah, I know my enemies. I was just talking to one.
You are talking to an enemy of yours.
Quickly.
My dear.
Tate.
Mm-hmm.
The boy child is in trouble.
The boy child is in trouble, my dear.
I see now.
What happened to you, boy child?
I look small now, like this.
Hmm?
Do I look too small?
No, you're fine.
There's some repetition of saying that there are people who are more entitled to insult others.
Hmm.
You know me. Mm-hmm. When you were growing up, are you comfortable with the phone on loudspeaker?
No. Of course. My whole entire life is loudspeaker.
You know, I speak on other platforms and on other platforms, and then some people are not comfortable. So I just want that to, you know, I speak with Janje.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes.
My voice is not as clear.
Hmm.
Yeah, I have cholesterol issues.
Mm-hmm.
It's only that.
Okay.
So, and it's funny, maybe to educate others before we get into the topic of the day.
The topic of the day is dysfunctional families.
Hey! That's right, it's okay. But then I'll just tell you now, I'll get back there. You know, Peter always make jokes before the session starts. So now what I'm saying is that I've discovered, I'm too happy.
Mm.
Yeah, like I'm very comfortable. You know, when you don't have a girlfriend, you live alone. No kids, no cousins, no what. Only friends around.
Mm.
So you are able to control all your social, political, and economic life goes.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, now I was just having a small, I think that a small quarrel I was having.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be concluded by our discussion that I have cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
And I never knew that it's a big disease. To say, even the way you sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what is that one in English. As much as I make that in the language.
Okay.
Or Ongari.
When you face up. Yeah, and galleys.
Take out of Egombe.
Egombe's.
One of the nose, face down, yeah, face up and face down. Alternatively. Mm-hmm. So it means that your nose will get blocked, and then you must identify that within.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as cholesterol exposed people, you are not fat. You are fine. I think I'm reserved because it's my good friend, Eri Simon.
Mm-hmm.
So you need, knowing that you are that size, super feel that way. You have to constantly get an air, problem. That's why yeast issues and others. They also, imbobo, mahangu, what, anything that contains yeast. and even today, it is steak and chips. So that is part of yeast. So, yeah, I'm just saying that is my challenge.
Okay.
But it becomes more Shandare.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and down there, when we are talking about family relations.
Yes.
I tried to call the mother of your own daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And then the response was just hostile.
Why?
And I don't... You know the way I loved that woman, even the way I love her still.
Mm.
It's not that I love her, that, you know, I have never in my life had gone back
mm-hmm.
to my former girlfriend for sexual interest.
Mm.
I have never, in addition, you know, Amber.
Okay.
Yeah, Kukutane on the tattoo poppy.
Mm-hmm.
And the Potoshima about our two projects that we have. Yeah, only have two daughters. But the way the conversation started, I'm the one who called, I was already fired. Now I became the listener.
Mm.
Very interesting. And I feel that very much unfair.
Mm.
But it's not part of this one. Yeah, it's part of it, actually. That is coincidence with the topic.
But why is she being hostile? Why do you think she's being hostile? What is she being hostile about?
I know the person, man.
No.
Your ambitions are not my ambitions.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just ended up making babies together.
Mm.
Most of the time that you probably also wanted assistance. Mm. So I'm not worried, and I'm not going to accuse you of that.
Mm-hmm.
I already found her in my own journey. But I love her because she's a good parent, and then she's telling me, "I don't ever call me, I'm not even interested." I'm like, are you telling me that you're not going to write an article and then say that I'm an irresponsible father?
Mm.
Yeah, you might as well not even give my children anything.
Is that what she's saying today?
Not today!
But what did she say today?
No, it's just what I told you. That's the message that I'm getting.
Today?
No. Wamana,
mm-hmm.
a person that's your friend,
mm.
and then says, "Can you please, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's your bra,
mm-hmm.
then I'll serve you,
mm-hmm.
you know, one or the other thing, and that's what I'm used to.
Mm-hmm.
Can you please shift? They can even tell you where to sit. So that's how I feel. So." It means that you are less significant in terms of how they consider you. So, I feel that.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, and if I want my girls,
mm-hmm.
she tells me, you don't have to talk to me. If you want your children, go get them where you know where they are.
Okay, but...
No. Does it mean that I can just go directly without informing you? It means I'm making noise for you.
Okay, but she's also setting a boundary, Tate Tonata. She's setting a boundary that you need to respect, but you are not respecting it. She's asking that you don't communicate with her. You communicate with the people that have the children. She's not their full-timers. So she doesn't have the children, right?
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The children are with her mother.
Yes.
Now her mother mm-hmm. is like my mother.
Mm-hmm.
So I would not just talk to my mother directly.
Why not?
What I... No. They are not given away. we are not able to be with the children because of our different working environment
mm-hmm.
and capability.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime I'm in case management, anytime I'm in India.
Mm-hmm.
So she, I don't know what she's busy with. I mean, he also doesn't want to be congested.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously I reason with that. Even when she took them to the hostel, I was not that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so those things, it's what something that I knew in much.
Mm.
I'm angry but smiling.
But you shouldn't be.
Listen,
mm.
listen to me. You know the way I was brought up.
Mm-hmm.
There was never a decision taken by my mother
mm-hmm.
without my father. My father is the one who decided where I went.
Yeah, but they were married.
It's what I'm saying, but regardless.
No, not regardless.
Father now, they are not born by different people. The two of us.
Yes, but...
And if you take my children to St. Paul,
mm-hmm.
and I don't agree, I want them to go to Windhoek High School where I was sitting. Or I take them to RTS and then you don't agree.
Mm-hmm.
You want them to go somewhere. It should be an integral part of our discussion.
Mm-hmm.
If you agree with co-parenting, whatever you call it now,
mm-hmm.
because people are becoming more English wise,
mm-hmm.
more than some of us who majored in the language,
mm-hmm.
And that insults my integrity and mm-hmm. my integrity to say, what are we doing? I heard even that the children were in the hostel from my mother and my former mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
So now, that's what I'm saying, it's not right. Now I'm trying to communicate something to her.
Mm-hmm.
If I plan to go to Canada, what, for maybe 5 years, and I die there,
mm-hmm.
what type of understanding would you have? Where's the father?
Mm-hmm.
My children, they know me from Ronshona.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think this one is maybe an issue of finance.
Mm-hmm.
I think that this may be an issue of finance.
No, she's very powerful.
Yeah, she's very powerful.
Mm-hmm. The reason why I called, and you know why,
mm-hmm.
and I'm so thankful for the program,
mm-hmm.
the sister.
Mm-hmm.
While I was just calling her, she was just insulting me right before I called you.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, like, woman insults, huh?
Yeah.
She insults somebody.
Mm.
You know, to kind of get the
or
your conflict on Burundi.
Okay.
I don't need conflict and duty.
Mm.
No.
Mm.
I don't indulge in that activity because since I engage them
already.
Yeah. So that is me.
Mm.
So I don't have time.
Mm.
So at the end of the day, I feel excluded. That whatever
mm.
we call cooperating.
Mm.
And I was not looking for that. I was telling her that within the next 4 months,
mm-hmm.
we are expecting how much through my company,
mm-hmm.
and I will sort out this and this.
Mm-hmm.
Before I can even say the next 4 months,
mm-hmm.
I was already fired.
Mm-hmm.
That is a family relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Because whether you like it or not,
mm-hmm.
you, I, the,
I think, and I'm not taking sides here. I'm trying to understand why she would do that to you. I'm not compromising on what I said, Tati Tonata. I'm also looking at the type of person that you are, because you're also very adamant. You're a very adamant person. Yeah, you're a very adamant person. Now, for starters, the reason that I would think that any normal person that you have a child with would answer you like that, right, is one, it is 10:30 in the evening. Why are you calling me? It's 10:30 in the evening. Why are you calling me? No, it doesn't matter where you are coming from. That is disrespectful. You don't respect my boundaries as a person that is not with you. So that means that there is no space for you to be calling me at ungodly hours.
No, my meeting, even now, and I looked at the hour, it was around 8, and I'm missing my, you know, when I'm talking to or listening to other stations, I need to listen to NBC with those guys, because you guys are off air here.
In your phone, okay.
Just to listen.
Okay. So why did you call her?
I needed just to inform her that...
No. You don't respect her boundaries, and that's why she doesn't respect you. Why are you calling somebody else's woman at night?
I'm not even worried or interested.
Yes, you don't care, and that's why I can answer you like that. That's why I can tell you, kucha unono shishi kucha uripeni, anotodenge enje shike. Why must I tell you, Hano? I don't owe you any explanation to anything. My dear, the children, if you want them to be talking to you 24/7, you must buy them cell phones.
No.
Yes.
I don't have to my kids. They even know. They don't even touch my phone.
My dear, you must buy them a cell phone. You cannot be calling me at night while I'm sleeping with my man, eh? And you think that that is correct. Because we have children together. Shashitununona.
No, don't put so much emphasis on your consent.
No, that's not a concern. I'm explaining to you, kucha omora shigeto tukirwa. Ngo totu kwa shashi no kune sima neko non tus boundaries. Kwa kurombwe rara okutu.
Okutu kwa. I should be respected that kucha.
Yeah. But I don't owe you respect. Because you didn't resolve your feelings towards me. So you cannot even see where you are wrong.
Okay, Shashi,
you are wrong, Tate Tonata, because you are calling people at night, kept women that are having their people. Shashi no nangwe ituvu ombiri, andora onkintuwe tadenge wako nrumentu, moga diko mausikuka. Mara waha kushininga kumkweni. Onlumentu ngono kwa ya denge ne pote na yusiku.
I wanted the woman to be. And then I called my simbo, kwa zi andu utakutua hai, they are together, and then I go to house. I never got jealous of those issues.
You never got jealous, but did the other one used to call at 10 o'clock at night? Tategoka anako sheri, ukwale adenge nepo tena yusiku. Ukwale adenge po tena yusiku. So peife nguwe pipura ne kucha. Pamo ukwiro ngo boundaries ha, ukwiro nga kuchushima shono nani ya shirongo.
Otanditi
ne, mutu ya shini ngine kumkwetungu nonti tatu. Onti tatu ne, mkwetungu no, ya dana ne osho uye ninchi ya mwita ndana nye na mkwetungu ya kotangoka. Kelile mumini machangao.
I
kuna kuchomura sike. Otandi popi kumbinga economy ya hiyo kutia.
Ano economy yoi ya ipopi ontenya.
Brak. Kwa jia denge yanyo mguroni nipo seve na.
Eh.
Nda, nda eko sanyu katokele kariendu.
Eh, nde topendu kane po naina. Oikino ndengera.
Eh, oponendi ndengere nina.
Oikino ndengera ne, pepe simbo kari shiro mahuyu ndati.
Rake na ndengere na nje, mokheari, oponendi ndengere.
Oto ndengere ikusi kwano. Yes, but why are you calling her at night? That is disrespectful.
No.
Oh?
Not that. Oh, it's disrespectful. What if I'm eating my breakfast at 7 o'clock in the morning?
My dear, it doesn't change the time. Just because you are doing something doesn't mean it doesn't change the time, Tate T.
Yeah, political and technical
understanding. Tate T, that woman will keep disrespecting you because you don't respect her. No, you don't respect her.
I'm also feeding you. Understanding.
Ahawe, you don't respect her. Maria, kuzengere ne anytime, ha? Ohe kuzengere anytime, ye.
Okwenta nizengere, mara utazengere nipo 7.
Yonguro nene, anto haya penduka po 7. Do nguro nene.
Nembaha mlongo.
Kakere ne kwa mba. Hai arara, undangara. Tata tonata. If anything, you must just apologize.
She did not even ask for an apology.
She didn't ask for an apology. She doesn't need to ask for an apology. All she can do is insult you.
What do you mean?
All she can do is insult you because you don't respect her. You don't respect her life. That is why you want to call at any time.
No.
To entertain yourself. No. You're not even talking, like, what are we talking about with the kids? That's why she said that I'm not the one with the kids. You must just call the person that is having the kids.
You know that, you.
Yes.
My young sister.
Yeah.
Any benefit that you are entitled to with me.
Mm-hmm.
Suspended.
My dear, it will never be suspended. It will never be suspended. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. It will never be suspended. I will remain entitled to you, Tate Tonata, for life. In order for you to have a functional family of co-parenting with this woman, you must respect her and her boundaries. Yeah.
Probably 4 months that have been given a hint that it can come out of the rate of July.
Yeah.
But that's not sure. So my birthday is on the 1st. Nadesh's birthday is on the 22nd. Sangeni's birthday is on the 24th. And then Toledo is on the 18th. And then I have my fixed waiting here for 19th of December. But I'm pushing. I just want to tell you what I'm telling you now.
But me as an ex-lover, I don't need to hear this. I don't want to hear this even. You are just giving me a lot of information in my mind for nothing.
I don't want you, but I'm trying to push for this things to be done. So that I can successfully surprise my daughter with the coat. for their birthday, she, I'm completing the other room before my sister
is here. All of that is your own information.
Oh, now, before I could even just say hello.
And I don't think you
on that
day, on the way, I think we're going to be no, Tate Tunata, no.
And I tell you.
Only in a hard conversation, and I'm going to be on the yard with you. Get a hard pot in my way to then get a collage, tattoo pop in my head.
This is reality with me and you, and then that people are going to take it on.
Mm-hmm.
We have been listened on by. You know, it's national radio.
Yes.
Unfortunately, you guys are not in Windhoek.
We are in Windhoek.
Why? Mochomusemu noga to mulitemo.
Not at it, not at, I get it. Yeah, but at the end of the day, that this person is right. You are wrong. Wapuka nai.
To cut me off.
Wapuka nai. There's nothing like that. Wapuka nai. I have no interest in your life.
Mm-hmm. From a political perspective.
This is not a political one.
I'm not a hidden book.
You're not a hidden book, my dear, but you're not going to hinder my peace with your conversations that you want to be having at night. I don't want to have conversations with you at night. It is inappropriate. I'm not even the one with the kids. And you want to be calling me to tell me your plans like we are friends.
No, they are not kids, they are children.
They are children. Our children, and they are with my mother, that is like a mother to you, so you can call her. The reason that you didn't call my mother is because you know that this is an ungodly hour.
It's an insult to call my mother directly without consulting you, because I know that she would ask me. Have you spoken to her?
No, then you say I didn't speak to her yet. I will speak to her now. I was just letting you know.
Then... you have never been in the boardroom. Guys, I've presided over.
Maybe that boardroom chatter is the one that ruined you like this, friend.
No, it's still there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's the one that ruined you like this. Because now you don't know how to communicate with the ordinary person without using the same principles of a boardroom. Ache.
Woman,
to Arombero, wapeo, go ahead, the kucha dengera meme.
The closest to home. And take if I was Eric's father.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be top in Angwe. To talk to mom.
Mm-hmm.
And you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I talk to you.
At godly hours.
You are fire.
At godly hours.
I call her at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Why can't you give me the same courtesy? Why must... Exactly. And that is why. That is why. That is... Yeah, 7 akuma tango shapitiro faifa. You don't know my boundaries. And you don't care to know them. I don't want to talk to you. I want to talk to you during the day because even you yourself, you know, kucha, ngaye na ngaye, onkuru ntu, how? So you can respect my mother, but you cannot respect me.
No, mombele o mouri, on the shish.
How?
Kachinata ngombele wa, I still work with you.
It's not arrogance. On dealing with my personal person and you are calling, hey, what does Donata want? Eh? Why does Donata call you so many times like this? Why didn't he call you during the day if he wanted to talk about the kids?
Okay. Let's move from that. Okay.
Listen,
we were talking with my comrade.
Mm-hmm.
That's
So I went back in about 4 months. So now, we were saying, we looked at each other. We said, we have been all over this morning. Tanzania, Malawi, where Zambia, South Africa. We know Namibia like it is. We hear people that have gone to the traditional traditional healers.
Mm-hmm.
Why did we try and protect ourselves? We started planning. I ordered my steak.
You guys should have protected yourself.
I think we could have protected ourselves, because what I'm going through is what my friend is going through.
Exactly. There, you guys don't take being African serious.
But, those things, we have been cautioned. Yeah, I was cautioned by my father. The boy must not attempt to implicate us. Good at the end of the day, they are we got a few foot. Then I go see my son and I finish my. Then I do put it.
I know Jatin, you talk a jupur and go talky protect, go talky hamminan.
I want to him back up for what you get. Let's remember how I come when God had to put me. That would be, oh, what? Why am I not a millionaire?
Because I don't understand. Hey, Juanita, let's finish with our TED Talk.
You just... Awe, Paga Nankero. Awe, I want to hear you.
I understand. I will let them know that the Chomise is off. I'll let them know.
But yeah, I know this is what we just spoke about. It will provoke a lot of mind. But if you can, do you have my number there still?
Yes.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
So, Shanganata and Goikare is both in Nangwe.
All right.
Okay.
What is the number? You can hear the pages page.
Yeah, 336. On the Tumbari. No Hamano. 70.
17.
17.
Yeah.
Call me at the end of the show.
I'll do so.
For 5 minutes, and then you just, you know, sum up what the guys were saying. Because I know the people will be talking about this, our conversation. I mean, we spoke about the real issues.
And boundaries. Okay. You should check in. Bye. Ciao.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about dysfunctional families, and there is a lady that is making a point here.
You know, I mean, does this really happen? And so that's, I watch it just for those family parts. And my husband will say, oh, I wish he'll get back to the talent. And I'm saying, no, this is the best part. You know, this is the best part right here. And the more they talk, the more I love it. And I'm saying, God. And then somebody will touch somebody, and I'm just amazed. And that's what really let me know that something is wrong, because American Idol started like over 20 years ago or something, because I've been watching it ever since and just watching the families gather. And that's my main point. And moving forward, I know that what is going on in my family is generational. I remember hearing conversations when I was little, and God bless my grandmother, she would be on the phone talking about people, and it was never anything positive. And I would say, my God. And I thought it was a game, because it was just so awful. And my grandmother's history, over 100 years ago when she was living in Jamaica, she was 3 years old, and her mother wanted to come to America. Her mother had two children with my grandmother and her sister, her younger sister, who she had by a white man. And she didn't take my grandmother to America because she was too dark, and she felt that she would hinder her chances of moving ahead. So she left her with a family up in the hills, and my grandmother was 3 years old. And she did not get sent for until she was 18. And when she got sent for, she was told that she couldn't call her mother. And the light-skinned sister had gone off to England and was being educated in boarding schools and all of that. And my grandmother was given a place across town in Manhattan to live somewhere. And she could not call her mother. And she couldn't come and see her during the day. And then when my mother was born, she couldn't go see her grandmother because she was too dark. And that continued, and we could only visit at night. And then we all came along my grandmother's side, and we were all darker. And the other side was getting all the attention, all the education. And my mother did very, very well. She was a professional. But I know that she took that in, all this. She took that in, because I came across her diary after she passed, and there was one scene where she talked about how she used to go to her grandmother and have to clean at night. And she'd be so mad because she couldn't go during the day, that before she left, she would take her grandmother's glasses and throw them on the subway track and do different things. That was the only way she can get back. So I know that inside she felt that she was not worthy. And this feeling just went down the line, even though she did excel. And I was born, my sisters, and this continued all the way up until my grandmother, my great grandmother now, until she passed. I was 30 when she passed, and we were still going at night. And the other side was still going during the day, traveling, educated, and having all the privileges and getting left the house, the inheriting everything. And when the priest called us up to the front to introduce the family, they were shocked to see this whole line of dark-skinned people and being introduced as the relative. I mean, they were shocked. And they came hugging us and shaking our hands and things like that. So I know that part of what is going on in my family, this envy, this jealousy, this thing, it has just snaked its way down. And I am determined in my own way to put an end to it. My son, it has not touched him. I have done all in my power and just asking God to help me with him. And it has not touched him. Right now, there are much more articles and things available about scapegoat. It's not so underneath. And I had lost sight of who I was. My writing annoyed them because I could, you never got complimented. My writing annoyed them. My painting annoyed them. And I didn't really realize all the things I was doing to keep myself hidden until I had my son, and I didn't want him to see me like this. I was pushing him out, but I was hiding myself. So what I did coming here. I wore this and I painted all the words on it that described me that I wasn't able to say in my house and in my family. And I'm not a thief. I'm not a liar. I'm not a crook. I'm not mean. I'm not angry. I'm not any of that. And I had to sit down and get my paintbrush because I hadn't painted since my mother passed. And it was very hard to even write these words about myself. And my husband will tell you that I never say anything about myself because that'll get you in trouble and all of that. But, for anyone who is experiencing anything like that, there is help out there. And there's books available to read. And there are therapists who are now trained in scapegoat abuse. So I hope this helps someone. Thank you.
You'll be flooded with images of picture-perfect happy families.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here, and we are diving into dysfunctional families, a conversation that needs to be
had. If you Google the word parents, you'll be flooded with images of picture-perfect happy families. You'll see flashes of tender smiles on the faces of parents as they watch their babies drift to sleep. Cozy autumn walks with a small child holding the reassuring hands of both parents. Siblings making cookie dough faces covered in flour with parents cracking up. And these images are truly heartwarming. You could scroll through these glossy stock photos for hours and never come across a single photo of tears being shed by a child that aren't being lovingly wiped away by the parents. We also see these images of perfect parents in happy homes splashed across the covers of our magazines, television commercials, and even highlighted in our most culturally iconic sitcoms. But I wonder how you'd feel if none of these images told your personal story. I certainly never lived that happy fantasy. My parents were not good parents. It sounds taboo to say the words bad parents out loud because all we're indoctrinated to know is the good parent. And it's true that we see good parents all around us. However, in our culture, it's misassumed that all parents are good, which is simply not true for so many. Did you know that 1 in 4 adults in the United States chooses to cut off from their parents for some period of time over the course of their lifetime? This means that 25% of this audience can relate, which is staggering. As a survivor of parental emotional abuse and a leading expert in the field of clinical psychology, I can tell you what hides behind these staggering statistics are the untold stories of both minor and adult children who suffered at the hands of their emotionally abusive and manipulative parents. So why don't we hear about these stories? After all, we're intelligent. We're very aware abusers exist. We've all heard of the public abuses to come from some of our most well-known religious leaders, medical doctors, government officials, entrepreneurs, school teachers, coaches, and even some of our most beloved athletes, actors, and musicians. And when these abusers are exposed, we condemn these abusers. We would never dream of expecting children to remain in good standing with any person, regardless of their elevated status who had abused them. But somehow, when it comes to parents, we have a difficult time accepting parents can be bad, abusive, and downright dangerous to their children. And regardless of parental abuses being exposed, we lean in to protect the parent by assuming that parents aren't abusive at all, but they are. And we have a really hard time accepting that they can be harmful to their children. We demand children remain in good standing with their parents, their abusers, for the remainder of their lives. So why do we do this? Why do we allow children to have this experience where they're constantly being put in the face of parents who abuse them? It's a sad reality in our society that we hold strangers to higher standards of treatment of children than parents. When a stranger harms a child, that person faces losing their job, their license, and many have faced criminal charges. Whereas parents are given a public free pass on the same, if not far worse, abuses simply due to their title. It makes no sense to give parents a public free pass, allowing them to hide in plain sight. Perhaps it's just too difficult to admit that abuse happens in our closest quarters and to the most innocent members of our human family, our children. I am one of these innocent children who was raised under two severely dysfunctional parents, and life was really hard for me. I used to dread having to wake up to cope with the complete lack of predictability, stability, and moodiness of the people I called my parents, forcing me to master a stressful and delicate eggshell walk while I was around them. I grew up feeling sad, alone, angry, and totally defeated every single day. Covert emotional abuse may not be identifiable by physical markers, but this type of abuse is potent enough to break the hearts and spirits of children, leaving them with lifelong internal bloody wounding that no one can see. This abuse is now punishable by the law in 5 European countries. Sadly, I know many of you can relate, so I just want you to know that it's okay. I assure you that the abuses you endured, they were real. They happened. They're bad enough to be labeled as abuse. So who is this parent that we're discussing here today? In short, bad parents are cruel. They lack empathy. They're extremely critical and controlling. They are never wrong. They're always the victim. They are pathological liars and manipulators, and they are disturbingly immature and selfish. It has never ceased to amaze me that we are not allowed to talk about the problematic character of bad parents in a culturally open and safe space. Instead, we allow the idea of bad parents to evaporate into thin air to protect the supposed holiness of parents. But it mind boggles me that we believe the physical act of bringing a child into this world is somehow powerful enough to eliminate ingrained character deficits and abusive traits. As a doctor, I can assure you, bringing a child into this world does not resolve or cure the abusive and manipulative nature of an already abusive and manipulative person. Bad parents were abusers prior to having children. They remain abusive throughout the raising of their children, and they continue to abuse, guilt, manipulate, and control their adult children long after they leave home. The unchanging person in this dynamic is the parent. Children do not cause bad parents. Emotionally abusive and manipulative people become emotionally abusive and manipulative parents. So why do we allow the idea of bad parents to hide in the shadows of our collective awareness as we heartlessly place innocent children in the spotlight of blame and responsibility? That answer is cognitive dissonance. Our belief in the sanctity of parents is so powerful, we will deny all evidence that counters what we hold to be true. We want to believe that all children love, adore, and respect their parents because our social cohesion is reliant upon this belief. This belief brings us a sense of security. So to hold on to this security, we blatantly ignore the suffering of children to avoid bringing shame upon the parents who raise them. This tells us we are far more concerned with the reputation and appearance of parents than we are with the protection of children. So how do we assimilate this new information that not all parents are good into our cultural reality so we can stop silencing victims of emotional abuse? As an initial step, we must come together in acceptance, as the acceptance of hard truths is the prerequisite for any meaningful change. A hard truth we must wake up to is that a parent's repeated mistakes are not accidents. It's a reflection of their poor character. And we must not allow this type of abuse to remain hidden. So whether you were raised by loving and adoring parents or through the hell of parental emotional abuse, it's time we come together, collectively join hands, so we can create a meaningful shift in awareness. So where do we start? First, we must listen to children. Young children especially, they can't lobby for themselves, write books, give speeches, or start social movement campaigns. We must do it for them. We must also accept that neither minor or adult children have an agenda against the parents they would love to depend upon for love, community, and survival. If they're biting the hands that feed them, we must trust they have good reason. Second, we must create a shift in accountability. We must remove the spotlight of blame and responsibility off a child's behavior and place it back onto the source, the parent who is mistreating them. To accomplish this, we must establish a language in our cultural narrative that allows us to tell parents when they need to do better. Lastly, we must stop telling adult children who've protected their lives from their parents that they're doing something wrong with microaggressions such as, you're not going to go visit your parents for the holidays. You're going to crush them. You only get one mother. Your parents are getting older. You better fix things now or you're going to feel guilty for the rest of your life. Or your parents couldn't have been that bad. You turned out okay. Children raised under severely character disordered parents suffer a lifetime of problems. I've had many people say behind my back, we like Sherry, but we do not agree with her message. Well, I am my message. My message chose me. I assure you, under no circumstances did I choose to come into a life to be recklessly and intentionally emotionally abused by the parents who raised me. Children like me are judged and condemned wherever we go. It's like being checked into the Hotel California. We got checked in by our parents, but we aren't ever allowed to leave. Even when we had no choice in the choosing of who our parents would be, they chose us. Judging adult children for cutting off from their parents, it only deepens an already lacerating wound. No one wants to be a part of this club. So let us all offer more understanding and kindness the next time someone we know tells us they will not be joining their family for special festivities now or in the near future. Here's what I know for sure. All children, regardless of age, have the right to set boundaries and to move their lives in new and different directions so that the generational trauma that ran into them will stop with them right here, right now. Allow me to tell you one last thing. I'm not here today to break up families. I cannot break up a family that's already irretrievably broken at its leadership. I'm here today to serve the adult children who've cut off from their parents, who want to be a part of this movement of stopping generational trauma in its path. So as cycle breakers, we can change the families of the future. I'm here today to give voice to the child in you and the child in me that deserves so much better. It's time that we understand DNA beyond the general definition of genetic family bonds that cannot be broken and understand DNA as do not abuse. As Nelson Mandela so beautifully stated, there can be no keener revelation of a society's soul than the way in which it treats its children. Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I hope that your heart is moving somewhere there. I hope that you guys are learning a lot because with, especially around the conversation, of parents, right? When we speak about parents, some people find it so odd for someone to not want to be speaking to their mother anymore or to not be wanting to speak to their aunties anymore or their grandmother or their fathers. We find it so odd because apparently blood is thicker than water or apparently that, you must fix things because you are the child. But what happens now when these adults that are supposed to care for you, supposed to love for you, supposed to bring you into an environment that is conducive for you, bring you in an environment where you have to be in survival mode from the age of 3, because that's when you can realize things. That's when you can now be beaten for not saying potty. That's now when you should be able to do things, right? And from there on, right? It is a marathon with these people. The instability that comes, the vulgarous words, the many a times that people break you down and it's not them that you were expecting to break you down. It was somebody else. You were expecting the boogeyman to come. You're expecting the stranger from outside to come and hurt your feelings, to hurt you. And unfortunately, it just wasn't. It was the people that are closest to you. And that is what we're talking about. We're talking about dysfunctional families, ladies and gentlemen. And I hope that you, from the first clip, you took something from it, right? That sometimes, right? Sometimes it's better to cut your losses through understanding that some people will never change. It's better for you to cut your losses in understanding that maybe this is not a me thing. Maybe this is a them thing. Maybe this is what was done to them. Maybe it is generational. Because if your great grandmother has two children and one is purely black and one is half white and you choose to go only with the white child, like that is what? Like, and you are left behind from the age of 3. You are left behind and you only see your mother after 15 years. And even when you see her, she has no ounce of, I love you. I want to be around you. I want to get to know you. There's nothing like that. There's more of, come and clean my house at night. You are only allowed to see me at night. But yet the other side is well paraded and opportunities are given to them. And you guys, you have to suffer. Now, when we look at these dynamics, right? Those are the things that we're talking about. We're talking about dysfunctional. It's dysfunctional because it has so much going on and we don't really want to get to that conversation.
Good evening.
Mama.
Good evening, Pops.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on?
Ah, we're talking about dysfunctional families.
Yeah.
But how did you learn anything? What is your takeaway from the conversations?
I picked up a thing or two.
What did you pick up?
That everybody has their own thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
Every family has everything going on.
Mm-hmm.
And, to mention a few, mm-hmm. I like me being the black sheep of my family.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, to a certain extent, it's a blessing in disguise.
Okay.
Yeah.
How so? And,
Knowing what I went through,
mm-hmm.
I don't think I will be where I am today.
Mm.
Yeah, like that's what actually shaped me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was being polished to be this person.
Mm-hmm.
And then people like, you know, you got to learn who are your audiences.
Mm.
Yeah, and then you know, when everything goes south, you know, the person who to consult,
mm-hmm.
and then who not to ask, at least what I was told.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I remember, 2019, somewhere there, mm-hmm. My aunt passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And then, we didn't have the four wheelers that can go to the farm and then get the livestock for the, yeah. And then I went to my neighbor and then I spoke to him and then I was like, okay, fine. Let me get one for the time being.
Yeah.
While I go to like, we have these people like from the village that comes to help.
Yeah.
For cleaning, putting up tents.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a love child in the house who is loved and respected above and beyond.
Mm.
He was arriving that day and then I think the mother gave instruction for him to be prepared something. He just arrived to be prepared to meet. So when I arrived again from you know, doing whatnot, running errands, I asked, who's this? This meat belongs to whom? They was like, oh, it's for Elizabeth.
Mm.
Oh, but Elizabeth just arrived now.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have those people sitting there, the ones that were helping. They slaughtered the animal, they clean it, they put up the tent.
Mm-hmm.
Are you preparing anything for them?
Mm-hmm.
They was like, no. Maybe later. Oh, maybe later. Me being me, I just took out the bowl.
Mm-hmm.
All of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I distributed to the guy that was helping.
Mm-hmm.
So now, as me coming back, I overheard her complaining to each other. No, he said, because he's the one who catered for this animal.
Mm-hmm.
I just cleared my thoughts. So my throat, so you know, which I'm approaching.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, how, like, people that should be respected first are the one that gave you
their time, and just they are not being paid for.
Is that really true?
Yeah.
Why?
Because those people gave their time for free.
And this person that's coming is not giving their time for free?
No. This is the person from the house.
Coming from a long journey.
Yes, but then he must wait.
Why?
To me, he must wait.
Why?
Those people, like, they had their obligation elsewhere, and then they volunteered.
But they came voluntarily. Yes. Why must he wait?
He will be catered for.
When?
Like, when these people are sent.
Why are they more important?
I think it's them giving us their time. Like, that's what I value most.
But were they asked?
No, they were not.
And they volunteered so they can wait.
That's the beauty of it.
No. I feel like many of us, right? We make mountains, right? Out of anthills. Because of our own agenda. So me, if I am coming from a long journey, I told my mother, "Kucho shirine, I am so hungry. I haven't eaten. I just tried to run and I tried to get there, right? And can I please have some food by the time I get there?" I told her. Now, you are coming to say that me, I must not eat. Because I did not work, because other people were working. I must wait. So I must eventually wait because other people are more important. And when somebody thinks that I am more important than other people, then they are wrong. So if my mother thinks that I'm more important than other people, they are wrong. She's wrong. But when you think that other people are more important than me, then you are wrong? Were you guys not just thinking the same way?
Really?
Yeah. Were you guys not just thinking? No. Were you not thinking the same way? If you look at it from a point of not being there. Because we are quick. We are quick to see injustices, right? But we are not quick to see it as an injustice when it's in our favor. So the day that you arrived, you got a plate of food, your room was prepared for you, everything was nice for you, but then somebody else can't get that same courtesy.
No, it's not really in that sense.
Then maybe the problem is deeper. Maybe it is how you see them and how you have seen them their whole entire lives. Maybe that was not a problem. Maybe it is the fact that he has been getting special preference and he didn't deserve it this whole entire time he has been alive. And that has been the problem, but not because that was actually an issue.
Because I'm saying this in a sense where... the love child that gets all
But if you label me like that, are you not going to see everything that happens to me or that I do in that same light?
No, not necessarily.
You will, because that's why I'm labeled as the love child.
I will give you. There are times and circumstances where I will give you the benefit of the doubt.
When you choose.
I don't like it when you go silent on me.
When you choose? When you choose to give me the benefit of the doubt, when the situation is befitting for you to give me the benefit of the doubt.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Any chance I get. Any day.
And then that chance also sometimes might never come because maybe the situation is not the type of situation that you would give me the benefit of the doubt. So me, I'm stuck in limbo. I have my whole cousin that just dislikes me, that doesn't like me because of the way that my mother has been treating me, but I didn't ask for it. Maybe the problem is my mother.
Me?
Yeah. So now you hate me from being the golden child. But truth is, hanga imwe nendi torapo proposition and jono shijai.
It's not.
My mother is the one that decided to discriminate against children. My mother is the one that decided to do injustices in the household. And now I have to be punished because my mother is like that. I didn't even ask for the food.
Oh, it's actually, okay, fine. Let's try that.
I didn't even ask for the food. I didn't even know that this was happening. But then when I get home, yeah, Elizabeth, and it's just my name that is being paraded. How, guys? It is, you remember the first clip that we played tonight?
The
first clip of the scapegoat. What I want us to take from that, if we want to learn anything about this particular conversation, is that this great grandmother had two children.
Yeah.
One she had it with a white man, and the other one was with a fellow Negro man. And this one that is full black, right, was less than and treated less than. So she decided that even if she's going to America to go and look for greener pasture, she's going to go with the half white one that is most probably going to make her look good. Now my question is, did the half white one even know that she's being taken? Or do we just hate her because she was chosen? She was chosen by a bad person. So do we look at the pressures that the half white one must have gone through to be perfect, so that their mother that wants perfection from them because they're half white doesn't get angry with them? Or do we just look at it from the perspective of, yeah, the white ones, they got more advantages. They went to good schools. They went to boarding schools in England. They did all of that. But imagine you as a child being forced to go and live in England so that your mother can be telling people that my child is in England. Yeah. She's doing medicine. My child is. And imagine being so alone in the world, right? That you can't even tell your sister, you can't complain to your sister, your biological sister, what you are going through, because your sister views you as somebody that took the mother's love.
Yeah.
So.
No. Okay, fine. Boundaries. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
You were
discussing boundaries.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I shipped off my firstborn with a friend to the coast because of what she did. So now, dear mother called, right? Mm-hmm. She wanted to call to the child. I'm like, the child has a phone, and then you call me at the wrong time.
Yeah.
Oh, I spoke with her, and then she told me that apparently she's in Soko.
Mm-hmm.
I say, oh yeah, she went there because of what she did at school.
Mm-hmm.
I paid for their return ticket with her and the friend.
Mm-hmm.
They did well.
Yeah. They did well. They deserve nice things.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they went. Now, why did you let the kids go? What? I was like, where are you? I'm in Luanda. Okay. With whom are you?
Mm.
I'm in adult. And then listen. Those kids went because I trust the place they are going to. And plus, I didn't put them in a bus.
Mm-hmm.
They traveled with Westair or whatever this thing
was. Airlink. Rich
Let's
daddy.
Talk tomorrow.
ungodly hours.
Yes, let's talk tomorrow.
At godly hours. Where God can also hear us. He can't even keep up at these nighttime things. I want God to be awake when you call so that he can intercede. Oh, demon.
Yeah, No, we are not okay. Like, financially wise, we are not okay.
Uh-huh.
But
are you ever okay?
No, never was a day when I called Coach and said, can you spare some change for bread? Never.
Never. How we are fine. And also, like, even if, whether we are okay or we are not, the children deserve it. How?
Yeah, like.
They must go miss their father when their father dies. What is this? Coach, what? Me and my father. They, like, you are raising your kids, ne? In a way that I inspire to raise mine. Because me, I want my girl child, ne? To not bumuga by some guy buying her plane ticket because me, I already did it.
You see?
Him is going to ask for economy and she's going to be like, usually when we come here, I'm on first class, but it's okay because I can top up because they know me already at the airport. Exactly. Wow. So that she can have a choice, which no. I didn't come for to dinner so that you can sleep with me. But if you think because of this, I'm going to sleep with you. Let me pay for it. Yeah, let me pay for it. It's all good. I'm going home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So now, like we were, and the other thing, like my son was like, how come I don't get my allowances? I was like, what? Yeah, like everybody gets past me.
Like,
yeah. So now, like, I had 200.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's a policy inside our space, which the burglar door must be closed at all time and
mm-hmm.
locked.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever time, if I'm home or I'm not, the burglar door must be locked.
Yes, because we don't want anybody coming to jump us, guys.
Yeah.
They must at least have difficulty coming in.
No, there were people, there were these other guys outside building the boundary wall.
Mm.
My son just went to the door and then climbed on the burglar door. And mm-hmm. then he yelled, "You're a little okay, young." Like, he yelled. Like,
and then you're like, this is why you don't get paid many times.
The good thing was the guys were very generous.
Yeah.
Like we Nangula had this thing in the house where she sell alcohol. Not every day, but when people are
when she can make something out of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So now the 150 went, so he left with a $50. So when the guys got paid,
mm-hmm.
imagine there are four.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone gave him 150.
Hello. I don't know what you're paying, man.
I was like, how lucky one can get.
Exactly. I don't know what you're paying. But you're paying not what you are, man.
Oh man, I should have. But anyway, I think the solid foundation of the relationship should be boundary as well.
Yeah.
Don't call me around this time.
Yeah.
Just keep in mind that maybe I have company.
Maybe I have company, and then also the way my face changes when you are calling, right,
mm.
is not something that I want to show. Because now you are calling me, I'm thinking that maybe my daughter got into something and she's too scared to tell me. That's why she told you, so that you call me. That's why you are calling at this ungodly hour. Can't you? You are just calling your own things.
Oh.
Because I'm never expecting you to be calling me for your things.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be scared. Like, why would we Yeah, those people went to, like, when we spoke in the morning, when I called her in the morning, she was like, "Oh, no, Dad, we are getting vitamin C." I was like, "What is vitamin C?"
Mm-hmm. Carrots.
I thought it was carrot. Apparently, it's the C.
Oh, vitamin C. The C. Gen Z. they will finish us. Ah, they will finish us. It's carrots. Tamuli utiki ukero tamuli muri maswa kopo. And no healthy kids.
You don't see them here.
Healthy kids. Can't eat the C. Vitamin C. The C. How?
Oh.
You're like, ah, guys. Enjoy, ne? And then they call again. You're like, you guys can stop calling me. I trust you guys.
No. She was like, no, Mama, apparently Mama is not comfortable with me being here. He said, okay, if I'm out. Like, that ticket is, or has specific date.
Mm-hmm. So that your daughter wanted to come home?
No. She was asking, Kucha, what's going on? Like, should we come back? Should we not?
Guys.
No.
I believe that is the call of the person that is having the child in their possession. Come back. Come back to do what? Those are my roots of my house.
So that's the thing. I was like, relax. If she calls again, just be honest. You cannot lie to your mother.
Mm-hmm.
Like, be honest. And then tell them when the time is right. Like, there's no way I would let you to travel in buses of people. I don't.
And it's not even about buses, my dear. It's that you deserve it. You are a good child. I trust you. You like you passed. You got your distinctions.
Her friend occupied the said position.
Mm-hmm.
They are in the same grade. I was like, kids, I'm so proud of you. Now I will ship you off. Go.
Yes. Ooh. No, guys. This is how we must do nice things for our kids, so that our kids know, Kucha, they can be rewarded really for work put in. So when your boss says you might get a promotion, you keep working until you get a promotion. How?
Our days on earth are numbered.
Like, they are very numbered.
Show them whenever necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever necessary, take them out. I think so. Like, give them a safe space.
Mm-hmm.
A comfortable space. And then they will take it from there. They will know, which I know, listen, Elizabeth used to do this for us.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I cannot settle for less than what I deserve.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's it. Like, thank you. Miss me, but you have to continue.
No, guys, we are okay.
Yeah.
We were taught by the best place.
Mm.
And let's not forget that. Ha. Ah. Exactly.
Yeah. That is
you know what part of parenting I love the most? I love the fact that my children still need me. And
yeah,
I love the fact that they still like me. Like my son. Ugh. My son is like having a small boyfriend. It's like, ooh.
That's the reason why, like, in the house,
mm-hmm.
the boy child has his own room.
Yeah.
So, like, he's too observant. Like, he cannot stay with him. Yeah, I was like,
he can't.
No.
My son is the one that notices, oh, did you get your eyebrows?
See?
Oh, Waning, though, is this lashes? Let me see. Oh, you look nice. Like,
now imagine if he has to see everything that has to do with ladies.
Yeah.
I don't even go into the ladies' room.
Like,
No. I don't want to be scarred for life.
He will not be scarred. He's just very observant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No. I want to go there. Like, if I have, you knock, you wait. And then you get invited in.
Yeah.
See, that's what I used to tell him. Listen, you knock and then you wait for people to enter. And then when it's safe for you to enter, the person will come to the door or they will say, come in. Mm-hmm. Who is it? You see, like that. So, like, with my room, you can come whatever time of day.
Mm-hmm.
But
because as we are the same.
That room is off limit to you, my brother.
Yeah.
It's off limit to you.
Mm.
Like, Andy Zandile gave her gaming and stuff. Go play your games in your room. Yeah.
But he's also just bored. The people are laughing there with Minangura.
Ah, no. He must speak to his audiences.
That guy. No, here.
Forever in the day.
Forever in the day, my friend.
Bye now.
Ciao, ciao.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll continue this conversation again tomorrow, but I hope I didn't scar you for life. I hope that you guys are fine. I hope that you guys are going through the motions and going through the graces. I hope that everything is working out in your favor. I hope that there's a level of understanding. I hope that today you sleep easy. I hope that today is one of those days where it's all okay and there is something that you understand. It wasn't your fault that you were treated the way you were treated. It's just the thing is just that people are different, okay? People are different and people have gone through so many things, and some things we will never truly understand because not all of us are comfortable enough to talk about our pain, and not all of us are allowed to talk about our pains just like that. But hopefully one day a person like me will come into your life, and it might be me, and explain it to you, right? Explain it to you so that you can understand, so that you can feel better. But for now, ladies and gentlemen, anditi au revoir, anditi sharp, anditi nashi cheke, and I'll see you again tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Bye for now.